This is Gus. I've lived on both coasts, Maine, Washington, Alaska, and there are things along the Lake Superior shoreline that remind me of those places. That's one reason why I find this an interesting and exciting place to live. I think it's maybe our last chance to protect a large body of water. It's incredible in its size and how pure it still is, and the wild shores that surround it. I love the times I go out in my canoe and just paddle not far from shore, because that's a bit daunting. You can look down through the water from your canoe, and it's almost hypnotic because you can't gauge how deep you're looking when you see the rocks. In fact, I try sometimes to not look down because it is a sense of vertigo. It could be tens of feet deep that you're looking through, and yet the water is just pure and clear, and that's a wonderful thing, and I don't experience that for fresh water or salt water in any other areas I've been, except the purest mountain lakes in the Rockies. But what a wonderful thing to have that at our back door. It could be a storm, and exciting, exhilarating. It could be clear, placid water that is hypnotic. It's just a wonderful, huge natural resource that we live by, and I never take it for granted.
Hi, I'm Karen. I grew up in Wisconsin. As a girl in my Girl Scout troop, we went to Isle Royale backpacking, and it was the first time I'd ever seen the Big Lake and the first time I'd ever experienced this landscape, and I felt like I was home. It just touched me in a way that nothing else ever had. Fast forward many decades, and my partner and I bought a place in Lutzen on the shore in the mid-80s, and I am fortunate enough to be able to be living there now. A lot of our friends, when we bought our place, asked us, well, why are you getting a place on Lake Superior? You can't swim in it. You can't just launch your canoe in it anytime you like. What are you going to use it for? I mean, why Lake Superior? And of course, the answer is, for those of us that feel a real connection to this lake, it's because Lake Superior is a presence, not just a lake. We really love to look upon it. When it's placid and calm, we gain peace from it. It reflects the light in all kinds of ways, every moment of the day. When it's powerful and stormy, we are awestruck by that and maybe even a little frightened. Lake Superior is such a unique place, and for those of us that love it, it really behooves us to protect it for generations to come, especially in these days where fresh water is becoming so precious. I think Lake Superior is a presence to people in their lives, much more than a lake, and that's why we need to protect it.
My name's Matt Nesheim, and I live on Lake Superior. But there's something about Lake Superior when you're, you know, sitting there on a boat and 3 quadrillion gallons of fresh water, you know, that really is a special thing. Lake Superior represents 10% of the world's fresh water not locked in ice caps. To me, living near Lake Superior provides a sense of security. It seems there's certain meditative qualities to looking out on Lake Superior instead of sitting in a field or sitting in the woods. Like, there's something about being next to a big body of water, especially the biggest body of fresh water in the world, at least by surface area, not by volume. That's pretty inspiring. Lake Superior smells much different than the ocean. And anybody who's been to Grand Marais, you gotta stop and look at the rocks too. I think from a geologic perspective, it's interesting. You know, it's one of the most recent kind of big bodies of water to form. It was a billion years in formation, but it's only 10,000 years old. And so I think the geologic history, the ecology of it, and the fact that it's the largest in the world is something to appreciate.
I'm Martha Marnaka, and I like to think that when we look out on the lake, it's a view that's been the same for thousands of years, and I find that very reassuring. I see something pristine, something pure. And it's kind of miraculous that we've been able to preserve that. I hope it continues. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.